The Raleigh-Durham Airport shares a border with Umstead State Park. Along one little patch of that border, the airport authority has leased property to Wake Stone so the mining company can expand a rock quarry. But Jason DeBruin reports that park supporters are trying to stop the deal.
For those who love the outdoors, Tamara Dunn lives on one of the most enviable pieces of property in the Triangle. Her 1.2 acres is barely a quarter mile from a bridge over one of the most congested parts of Interstate 40. Yet at the same time, it feels like it's miles away from the Triangle. She walked through her backyard, dodging low-hanging branches.
It used to be if you walk down these roads, there's a little pond back there, there used to be picnic tables, there's all kinds of fire pits.
Her ranch-style house with brown siding is right along one of the main thoroughfares into Umstead State Park. Although it's tranquil, Dunn lives right by what has become one of the most controversial pieces of property in Wake County. Directly behind her, there are plans for a new rock quarry.
I mean, I'm sure nobody wants to live next to a quarry, but it just doesn't seem like a good use of it in this particular area.
But it's not just Dunn who doesn't want the quarry. Mountain bikers and hikers also love the area. Sit on her front porch for 10 minutes and you're likely to see at least a handful of joggers or bikers on what is known as the Oddfellows Track. On a sunny weekday morning, Sam Griffin was out for a stroll and stopped by Dunn's backyard.
It's a fantastic area to go hiking and walking around. The streams are beautiful down there. I've gone mountain biking all up through here before. It's a great area just to kind of get some exercise and, you know, walk around and, you know, enjoy nature close to downtown.
Mountain bikers and other people who've been using the land are actually trespassing on airport property.
That's Stephanie Hawko, a spokeswoman for the Raleigh-Durham Airport Authority. She's right. The site is clearly marked no trespassing.
The property's never been designated for recreational use.
For years, the airport has turned a blind eye to the bikers, but now it wants to lease the property to Wake Stone, a local mining company.
The Wake Stone lease is estimated to conservatively generate $24 million in revenue from the airport at a time when we have nearly $2 billion in unmet and unfunded infrastructure needs.
And that's the controversy in a nutshell. The airport owns the land and wants to lease it for rock mining. Park lovers want it to stay undisturbed, but don't own the property. The Umstead Coalition is a group dedicated to the preservation of the state park. Jean Spooner is the coalition chairwoman.
The proposed new quarry pit next to Umstead State Park, we believe, would not be a good use of the property nor a good neighbor.
Spooner also says that keeping the land as essentially part of Umstead would help drive economic development.
What attracts the people to develop? A recreational facility, open space, a common corridor, some community asset, a tourist destination? Or, hey, look at this lovely quarry with noise and dust and air quality and other issues.
Wake Stone already operates a quarry directly next to the Oddfellows site. It's right along I-40 off Harrison Avenue. Dump trucks drive in and out all day, and heavy machinery crushes and hauls stone that's used in all kinds of construction. Sam Bratton now heads the company that his dad founded in 1970. He argues that setback requirements, berms, and other safety measures will protect neighbors as well as the park.
Blasting has become very sophisticated. The technology has really minimizes ground vibration and air blast and the things that have the potential to create problems for neighboring properties.
But more than that, Bratton argues everyone can still get something out of the deal. He has watercolor renderings that show the quarry pit transformed into a beautiful lake and park. Indeed, other retired quarries have become public assets. Wake Stone has also committed $3.6 million to the support of a legal off-road biking center.
Post-mining, there is a second life to these properties, and they can be actually a draw for folks to come and enjoy the outdoors.
But that will take time. Even in the best-case scenario, Wake Stone will mine the site for 25 years, and it will take at least another 20 to fill in with water. Spooner says it will take much longer than that, and she doesn't put much faith in Wake Stone's promises.
Obviously, in the short term, the site could not be used for recreation. We also believe that the watercolor maps are somewhat fanciful.
How you feel about the quarry comes down to how you feel about these differing viewpoints. How much of a nuisance will mining cause? What will the site's afterlife be? After all, if mining is quiet and the site really does become a beautiful park with acres for legal mountain biking, then it's truly a win for everyone.
Is it really going to have a nice afterlife of a beneficial recreational facility? Okay, well, let's prove that.
That's David Anderson, a board member of TORC, the Triangle Off-Road Cyclists. He doesn't like that some of his compatriots use the property illegally, but he says that's what happens when supply doesn't meet demand. And that's why he advocates for RDU to sell the land to the state park system in order to officially make it part of Umstead.
You know, why would we put a mining operation on the border of our most valuable and most prized recreational asset? The calculus just doesn't make sense.
But those who support the park also understand funding needs for the airport. While the projected $24 million from the Wake Stone lease won't go very far toward funding the $2 billion the airport says it needs to fund its Vision 2040 plan, it's better than nothing. To counter that offer, the Umstead Coalition is trying to raise money to buy or lease the land for itself, says Spooner.
We have an amazing airport. We have an amazing state park. And we've always believed that if we work together as partners, we can be a greater whole for the community.
The Umstead Coalition has challenged the Wake Stone lease in court, arguing that it's really a sale. After all, if a mining company digs a 400-foot hole in the ground and sells the timber and stone, it's reasonable to argue that's not a traditional lease. But time is running out. A ruling is expected by the end of October, and if that ruling goes in favor of the airport, it will leave park supporters with fewer remaining options. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.